So it's about 9 a.m. on Monday, February 28th, 2022. As you can see, that's the VIP club of the Premier Palace Hotel. I'm walking down to Krishatik, and I'm going to the supermarket to get some food. They've announced that it's okay to go to supermarkets and pharmacies. The problem that we're having is that because of the weapons that the Zelensky regime handed out willy-nilly in the last few days, a lot of criminals have these military-grade weapons, quite frankly. And so there's been robberies, there's been looting, there's been rapes, there's been all kinds of havoc because of these criminals. And it's known for a fact that these a lot of the shooting that went on last night in Kyiv had nothing to do with the Russians. The Russians were 10 kilometers or more away from these shootings, so it was clearly probably gang-related, gangs settling scores and shooting one another. That's something that the Western media is not talking about, of how the Zelensky regime, by handing out weapons, has basically given weapons to all the criminal elements in the city. And the criminal elements in the city are, first of all, figuring out their dominance hierarchy and this anarchy that the government has created. And soon enough, once that's settled, they'll start targeting the civilians.